Welcome to Is the Mic Still On? I'm the producer of the show and your host, Jay Burritos. If you know Dead End Hip Hop, you know that FIFO, BZ, Ken, Mike, Rod, and Sophie spend most of their time on YouTube talking about music. But just like the rest of us, there's so much more they have to say. Expect this podcast to have some ties to music conversations, but this show is more of a platform to talk about other things like movies, politics, and other random shenanigans. Show notes with timestamps for each topic can be found in the description for the episode. If you're listening on SoundCloud, be sure to comment with your thoughts and join in on the conversation. Or tweet us on Twitter at Is The Mic Still On? And if you're enjoying the show, do us a favor and subscribe. And leave a 5-star review for us on iTunes.
Let's just talk about C3. Go ahead, let's go. Or the Remy Ma's Nicki situation.
Did anybody listen to the second diss track?
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Oh, Vince Carter-ish.
Vince Carter what?
Vince Carter-ish.
Hard the second one of the in the recycle bin.
Oh, hard in the recycle bin. I got you.
Yeah, it was Vince Carter.
So do you think that hurts the beef?
I didn't hear the Nicki song, so.
Wait.
No, it wasn't Nicki never song.
Okay.
Nicki said something first.
She said a couple of things what I heard, but I don't know what she said. And I don't even think I even.
Okay. It was about being
enlighten us, Mike. Enlighten us.
I didn't hear the song.
That's what he didn't hear.
From what I understand, there was a song with Gucci,
right?
And then there's another song, and from what I was told, at least in both songs, she threw shots at Remy, and that's why Remy came back and said
right. But why is she throwing shots at Remy?
Because it's Nicki fucking Minaj. Why wouldn't she?
But what did she say her name? Remy do?
Hell no.
Wait. In the song with Gucci.
That's what I was told. I didn't hear it.
But why Remy? Why are you attacking Remy Ma?
Because
she's been
absent. Because Remy had a song first, right? That said something about
being the queen. About being the queen or whatever. Like,
what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Because Nicki thinks she's the queen.
Is this the queen right now?
And Remy, I think
absolutely. Come on.
Not if she's not responding.
What other female rapper is killing it like that?
Nobody.
From New York.
She is. Okay. She is. She is.
And name me one.
I'm not naming anybody. I'm just asking.
I mean,
in a track with Fat Joe.
Pink Friday.
Or whatever. She said something about that. And then Nicki came with the song, was like laughing about her, like, how you going to be the queen when you did record sales and all that. Or whatever.
Wait. Another album she released did perform poorly for Remy Ma. Before the Fat Joe, are you talking about the Fat Joe and Remy Ma? Project, so or are you talking about the Remy Ma, another Remy project?
Okay. Let me back up. Yeah, I'm talking about Remy Ma, Fat Joe. She claims that she didn't start it, but she kind of did. I mean, because who else are you talking about that's the queen or whatever? Mm. That's what, like, I think I'm calling BS on Remy Ma a little bit, because it's like, who else are you talking about being the queen? There's nobody else that you could be talking about. Hmm. So Nicki, in turn, got on the Gucci track and said, how you going to say you the queen when you haven't sold or whatever, da-da-da, and you're not the queen, basically. Mm. That's when Remy Ma took the opportunity to make Seether.
Okay.
That's how I heard.
Well, that's the timeline.
That's okay. The timeline.
So what? But what did Remy Ma? Because Remy Ma is saying she told Nicki flat out that was not a shot at you.
Was that before or after she made? No, I don't know.
This was from what she says. This was when she made the song. She told Nicki, this is not about you.
I don't know
what the lyrics were. Was she saying, you're not the queen, I'm the queen over you, da da da? If someone just says, I'm the best rapper, then you can't just automatically think they're talking about you and they're dissing
she
you.
She said queen in particular.
I'm the queen, yeah.
That's fine. I don't think that's a problem.
I'm not saying that's a problem. I'm not saying it's a problem, but I can see how Nicki would take it as a shot.
I can't.
And that's what Remy Ma was saying. Remy Ma was like,
no, if she said I wasn't, you got to take her for face value.
And she did. She said she told her.
Okay, so that's different. I didn't know that.
That's why she was shocked when Nicki
when
started
said
coming.
That. Right. So yeah, now that so that makes it seem like okay, I'm retaliating on what Nicki said.
I'm going off of what I read on a couple blogs though. I didn't really do that much research.
I just called BS either. on Remy a little bit.
The track.
Did she release Seether?
Yeah, I feel like she was looking for a reason to try to end Nicki.
I don't know that she was, because I don't know, man. I don't think she was. I think this was really, like, she felt some type of way about what Nicki said. I mean, that was an 8-minute song, wasn't it?
Seven, eight minutes.
It seemingly came out of nowhere.
She knows Nicki can't see her lyrically, so why even bother?
I don't know, because to me, I said before, I wasn't hyped on that song. I wasn't hyped on either one of those songs.
I think it was the things that she was saying is probably what got people.
It's more about what she was saying. It wasn't the delivery or the beat or anything like that.
I hope it wasn't the delivery, because the delivery was not. She didn't even sound comfortable.
It's not. It's just like,
it's like it was mixed well.
I know that hurt your soul. You know what I'm saying? Like, just a lot of that shit.
Yeah, it was a lot of ooh. You know,
that had to hurt your soul a little bit.
Just what she said, like, this is like, I'm like, damn, you really like putting that out there? Right. Say, for instance, it's true.
What about, did she about say that was so bad?
About how you out here got these little girls looking, thinking it's cool to have these ass implants, like all of that. I mean, it's a lot of shit she said.
Like,
you slept
with this person.
You know what I'm saying? It has to hurt your soul.
Does it? Everybody knows she has ass implants. Like, what's the big
but
deal?
But it's not about, it's just the way she. She said it, man. The angle, like, I don't know. I feel like it was a dope diss record.
Do you think the second one messed up the first one though? Did you hear it?
It makes you talk about, like, yo, why did you do that? But I don't think that Sheether is still gonna live. Sheether is still gonna live to me, in my opinion. Like, that song is still gonna hurt Nicki. Nicki can sit up here and act like it's not bothering her. That shit bothering her.
And make fun of the sales of Fat Joe.
Yeah, that
Remy
shit
Ma,
bothering her, man.
Which they only sold like 8,000.
Yeah.
God damn.
That shit bothering her.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Right. I think 8,000? Remy played herself by trying to back the backer.
Mm-hmm. Trying to overkill her.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because that was enough.
And then you're going to send another. It wasn't even that good. Though.
Right. You didn't have to back the backer because you hit her with the one. You hit her with the haymaker. You know what I mean? You didn't have to hit her again. It's like you beating somebody while they're already down.
Yeah, because really at that point when you put that out, like, it's like, Nicki, your move. Like, everybody's waiting on you. And now all of a sudden, the longer it takes you to respond, it just makes you look bad.
She just learned even from the book of Meek. She just learned from the book of Meek.
But just not say nothing?
Meek Mill, like, not having a plan, taking forever to respond. Like,
I think Nicki's not ready. I don't think Nicki expected that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, I don't think Nicki expected.
She doesn't know how to respond. Remy to say anything. Trying to live her life internationally.
But see, that's the thing. It's like you can't come back from a diss track and try to divert people's attention to something else. Like, great, you're out there with your titty hanging out with a fucking pasty on it. That's not a response. You're out here with your booty hanging out. That's not a response.
Sure isn't.
This is rap. If you came at somebody lyrically, then you need to come back at them after they come back at you lyrically. You can't just be like, I'm better looking than you.
If you claim to be the queen.
Or I sold more than you.
Right, that's what I mean.
If you're claiming to be the queen, then show why you should be called the queen.
It's too late now. It's been like a week and some change.
At this point, you're just beating a dead horse. If people waiting for Nicki to respond,
she's going to respond. She's going to respond. Not directly, maybe not.
She's going to respond in a Drake way.
Subliminal.
On like one song and
she
got all these music video shoots and shit, but where's the music? So apparently something's coming out. You know what I'm saying? She's probably in the studio trying to be like, oh shit, let me redo this.
I thought that song was already out. Wasn't that video for her and Gucci?
No, she's talking about another. She's doing
Future.
Another video.
Yeah, she's video shoots. Right. She's doing another video. Shit. I don't know, whatever.
But if she dissed Remy Ma like a superhero song, that's just stupid.
She dissed on a Gucci Man song.
You're right.
Everyone was saying that was towards Azalea Banks.
Which what was a
the Gucci diss? They related it in some way. I don't know. I don't have.
Well, Nicki should just say that. If that was the case, then she would have said it. She didn't say it, so
yeah. So it's ambiguous.
But I thought she did tell Remy that it wasn't about her, though, right?
Did
she?
I don't know all that.
I don't know.
I thought that's what you said.
No, he said that.
I didn't say that. You didn't say that, but you said something similar to that. You said that Remy told her that it wasn't about
Right. Him. Remy told her that her original song wasn't about Nicki.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know what Nicki said after that. I didn't research the shit when everyone was like, oh man, y'all got to talk about this. I was like, do we really? Like, who cares? Like, I listened to the song and I was like, the song wasn't that good. But apparently everyone thinks it's like classic level fucking diss track. So
it's a good diss track, man.
I guess.
I think it's the things that she was saying.
The stuff she was saying.
People,
you cheated on your man with Ebro.
It wasn't that simple. It wasn't that simple. It's the way she did it, man. She constructed that song very well, man.
I mean, it had lyrics. It just didn't sound good.
Right. I give you that. It didn't sound great, but she put some stuff in there.
But what her, okay, her ass, she had ass shots. The ass went flat. Meek couldn't fuck. He didn't like getting his dick sucked by her.
She talked about her money. That shit was hilarious.
But it's all shit that none of us. I mean, do we really? I don't know. I guess
it was
just
a good
not.
Diss track for her for the person it was going towards. It was good. It's like, you couldn't like, what else can you say?
Right, about Nicki Minaj.
Like, talk about her skills. Like, just dog her out. Like, what's the point of talking about skills when she doesn't have skills?
So she you attacked her character. Okay, even I can say Nicki Minaj has skills.
Like, it was a good diss track. You attacked her character.
But did she?
Yeah.
She attacked
Okay, I guess maybe y'all just care about, not you guys, but the audiences just care about shit that I just can't see why y'all care. Why do y'all care that she had ass shots? Why do y'all care that her booty got flat? Why do y'all care that Meek Mill couldn't fuck? Why do you care if she fucked Ebro? Like, it's all this love and hip hop.
You gotta think about the level of really the beef, though. You gotta think about who the beef is between.
That's listening as well.
That's what I said. Yeah. I guess the audience just cares about.
Like, you don't fight everybody the same way, though. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. Like,
I guess.
You feel what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
If it was somebody that was lyrical, you would attack their lyricism. If it's about their character and they really like a clown out here, you attack that. So she attacked the right thing, in my opinion.
Like, I didn't care to hear, like, when it was trending or people were talking about it, we were getting mentioned, I was like, I really don't care to listen to, like, a Remy Ma diss track about Nicki Minaj. And eventually, I think it was later, and I was like, man, let me see what the fuck this shit is about. And I listened to it, I was like, and yeah, it was a couple of lines and stuff that she was saying, like ooh, the things, you were like, okay. Yeah, I was like, ooh, I can't believe she said that. Like, she's really putting that out there like that. And I'm thinking about how the people will respond to what she's saying about Nicki Minaj, who, if we really think about her career, she's kind of went unscathed by a lot of shit that's been going on. Nobody's really been
coming at her.
Everything
that she said has been shit that we've heard. We already knew she had ass shots. Everyone was saying that she was fucking
but
Gucci.
Nobody actually ever,
but I'm saying she's calling her out of shit.
I don't know about, like,
record.
When she said that shit about Gucci, like, what about you could speculate it, but something like
Gucci
that.
Gucci said that. Yeah. Gucci said he fucked
that's
her.
Old. Remember he went on that
that's
rant?
Hella old.
He went on that Twitter rant. That's when he released that about Nicki.
Right.
That was iconic.
Yeah.
Gucci Ben said he fucked Nicki Minaj.
That's old.
None of that.
Gucci found Nicki.
But, okay, yeah, I know that, but. Think about the number of people that may not know about that. Remember, we were talking earlier. We do this like every day. We're in it, but Nicki's fans are so global and big, they don't pay attention to that shit. A lot of this shit to them is probably new.
But do they care? Do Barb care that she fucked
not.
Gucci Mane?
Some of her fans probably
they care
don't care about
the track.
That.
Like, even the Nicki Minaj fans, like, ugh.
I don't think they care. I think hip hop
fans. The stands don't.
Right, her barbs don't give a fuck. This isn't gonna affect Nicki like that.
The barbs want her to respond.
No, they don't.
Some of them did.
The barbs are like, don't. Who cares?
Oh, she's a.
You know what the barbs say? The barbs say, well, she has more money than you, so who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Some of them.
Remember the combo, the ass combo we had. This goes back to that. Like, she's more popular than who the fuck is Remy Ma? Remy Ma's not selling albums. Remy Ma, you just sold 8,000 albums.
Right,
don't need to respond.
That's all they say.
She's a flea.
I see some of them saying that, but it's some that actually like, yo, are you going to...
Those are probably
like a 0.0001%.
Yeah, they're not really barbs. Those are like fake barbs. They're like pseudo barbs.
Yeah. Oh, you know what, though? I did see this one thing on Twitter where I guess one of her fan accounts were trying... they were calling her out. They were like, you know, all this shit is cute or whatever, but it's not really about album sales. Like, people want to hear you respond, and she blocked them.
Okay. And she what?
She blocked them.
See, and her, one of her fan pages, right?
Yeah,
that's
and she was saying. Like,
but her, that's one fan page. That's not, bruh, no.
One
I'm
fan page
you.
Is a lot. It's thousands.
No, it's not. No, come on, man. I don't think her barbs give a fuck about this. I think only rap people care about this. Her barbs aren't rap people.
But it was interesting seeing that intersection of like a rap fan and somebody who stands for her.
All I'm saying is that they played this track on the radio. I was in the car with my daughter, and she was like, ooh, oh, she got to clap back at her.
Wait, who's
this?
That
is my daughter.
Oh my God.
This is my daughter, bro. So at that moment, I was like, wow.
Is your daughter a barb?
No, she's not, but she likes Nicki Minaj, though.
And she grew up with you. You're a rap dude, so you talk about rap. So, of course, your daughter's going to be like,
I don't talk about
she got to clap back.
No, no, I don't
talk
about my daughter. No.
He got
his own vision of life. You know I don't. Right. I don't even let my daughter play basketball. Kidding, and y'all know how much I love basketball.
I know.
I let her choose what she wants. You know what I'm saying? I let her know, like, you little.
Even Foxy Brown replied back.
Man, what the fuck was that? Foxy Brown on the Remy song, she said something about you talking to a deaf bitch.
Yeah.
Now I don't know if she was really talking Or she was just saying that whoever you're talking to can't, whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Foxy Brown took offense, decided and went to over get, takeover. No, she shouldn't have. Right. She should have been glad somebody talked about it.
She should have been upset. You I can't hear. You know I can't hear. The world knows I can't hear. Why you letting
everybody know? No, I can't hear.
She had to get one of those machines. We're not going to do the closed caption.
She had to get one of those machines that talk, that read the shit and talk.
Oh, that's
one of those computer things.
She was on
Is that what it was? She was reading the shit.
She replied.
She was on YouTube.
She replied back over the takeover beat.
That's terrible.
I didn't know that.
It's terrible.
I saw Foxy Brown. Who was she responding to?
She was talking to Remy.
Oh wow.
You know Nicki Bop, bitch. So she got a scratch, I got an itch. Wow. No, she didn't really say that. I mean, she might have, I don't know. My bar fight better than the whole song. The whole song was fucking trash.
She was talking about having a miscarriage.
Yeah, that was. I was saying before, that's the only way Nicki can win. If Nicki comes back and is even more disrespectful.
Right.
But talk about her miscarriage. Knowledge. It is, but that's fucked up. Like, there's certain things you don't really talk about. Mm-hmm. This woman lost a child. And you gonna put that in a song?
I thought it was hip hop though, isn't it? You know, it's
you can't,
beat.
I'm with you. Can't control that shit.
All girls are off at this point.
You can't control whether you have a miscarriage or not. That's still.
It's still kind of game to fucked
talk
up.
About? That's still game to talk about? Of course it is, but I'm saying it's disrespectful.
Yeah, it's still.
So if she comes back and she says some shit about that in a song, and does it well, then okay, then maybe I might be like, okay, now this is getting real. Mm-hmm. But. I mean, there ain't that much you can really say about Remy Ma. You went to jail. Okay. You had a flopping album with Fat Joe. Okay. What else you got?
That album was so bad.
I ain't listened to it.
Oh, it's bad?
I did.
Come on. What do you mean, it's bad?
No, I'm just saying because the album cover alone, I was like, oh, this shit probably cheesy.
Because I thought there may have been some shit said in the album about, you know, what happened.
I just listened to it.
Did this beat make you want to go listen to it?
I did listen to it, yeah.
Did the beat, I'm saying the
yeah, I was kind of, I was going to listen to it anyway.
So it worked. So because
the sheet
had two purposes.
Just off the album cover.
Yeah, I mean, I listened to it a lot sooner than I would have.
Off the album
right,
cover,
exactly.
Yeah.
Sheet had two purposes.
I know that's so bad.
To try to dethrone Nicki Minaj and get people to listen to this album.
Remember, I said that. I said, I think this is just
same thing Game did with 92. Before he dropped that diss track.
But you know what, though? It's just one of those things, again, it sounds more like it's Joe Budden yapping at fucking Drake. Like,
I was going to bring that up, too.
You can't dethrone Nicki Minaj. That's why I'm not really getting hyped over this.
But it did.
I'm not hyped, but
it broke down some pillars.
I just don't see
it. That shit was a little damaging. Twitter was going ham on
rap Twitter, but her fans, these pop people, they don't care.
They're not.
But if you keep seeing people attacking your queen or whatever, like, you're going to be like, all right, damn, maybe she do need to say something. Like, in the back of your head, you're going to be like, damn, man, this is really affecting her.
Those stand barbs are not thinking that.
It would take y'all underestimating them. Okay, if Katy Perry got on Twitter and started saying shit about Nicki Minaj, then they might care.
Is there anybody in hip hop on Nicki's level that can literally tear her down?
Drake. Yep. If Drake started a beef with Nicki Minaj, then it would actually matter because they're on the same level. They're both pop stars. Right now, most people don't know who Remy Ma is.
Right.
So it's a yappy dog. They're gonna be like, "Who the fuck is Remy Ma?
Right.
Why should we care?"
I thought that too, but it did do some damage. It did some damage, dog.
It did with rap fans, but Nicki Minaj.
It wasn't just
rap
fans. I just told you, my daughter is not a rap fan.
Your daughter, but how many people are like your daughter?
I think
most
kids. You can make an argument that
I disagree.
I think you could make an argument that
it did some damage. It was on the radio.
So
the popularity.
What you mean? Like the radio? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It wasn't like it was like some Joe Budden. Joe Budden stuff never made it to the radio. Yeah,
I think it was enough to bring in regular folks.
It was on the radio.
Right.
It was in the clubs. They were playing it in the clubs.
It was
to
the point where everybody was talking.
All the clubs were playing.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, damn. That's hilarious. Come on. They should have played it in Paris.
Yes. The clubs were playing it.
That's lame.
That's
crazy.
Hilarious.
I still
because it's
how did they remix some shit like that?
Huh?
How did they remix some shit like that? I know they didn't just play it by themselves.
Well, you talking about the club?
Right, that's hilarious.
Why would they play that song? It's not made in a club or not made in a
club. I know they were playing it in the clubs.
What club?
I don't know.
Like on the radio, you know how they be remote from a club?
You are?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You stupid.
It was. It was something like some really shitty strip club off Bacon Highway. That's when they played that shit.
Hell no.
And some one-armed stripper came out dancing to it. Dude, fuck Nicki Minaj.
Stop!
I can't. Like you
she thought it was
right. That's what it looked like, didn't it?
Okay, so welcome to our Pass the Mic segment where you guys send us your questions on isthemicstillon@gmail.com and send us your questions about relationships, work.
What are you doing?
I don't know what that is.
I'm just playing the music. I know you, you always change the music up.
Really?
He changed the music up and the thing, I'm just
Oh my God. Okay, so I know one of the questions I'm going to ask, but I'm going to ask you your opinion on the second one. Okay, so the first question. We got to come up with a name for her because she wants to remain anonymous.
Look, just if you want to remain anonymous, just say her name is anonymous. But stop doing this shit.
Stop doing what?
Send them fucking anonymous questions.
No, it's okay to be anonymous.
Stop being a punk.
It's cool.
You can be anonymous.
They want to remain anonymous. Yeah. Go ahead. That's fine.
Okay, let's call her Sarah.
Sarah. Let's call her Rose.
Justin Rose's one.
Okay, okay, okay. Rose, this is Rose's question. She says, I'm in a situation where I'm indecisive about my relationship and my partner has moved to another state and it's been rocky. I don't want to cheat, and I don't want to hurt my partner because they're already going through a hard time right now. I also don't want to lose them out of my life, but I'm not 100% sure that I want to be in a relationship with them. Do you have any advice on what I should do or how I should handle this situation? We've been together for a couple years, and one moment I feel like maybe it can work. Another moment, I don't know if I want this.
I was thinking the same thing.
I was like, she creeped already? I think she creeped already.
She's already cheated.
So? Yes. Here's my advice. Because take that dick out of you and talk to your man
You think the question is out of guilt? I think that question is out of guilt. That's what I'm saying. I think it's out of guilt.
She said partner.
I think guilt of being indecisive about the relationship.
He might be right.
What'd
you say?
She said partner, so I think that's a like a lesbian.
Typical hetero couples don't call each other partner.
Yeah, no. That's true.
Not that makes a difference. Either way, cheating is cheating.
Right. Good thing that you caught that.
My advice is this.
Tricky.
You got to figure out whether you truly love this person or not. If you're going to make it work, then you got to move. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that.
Go ahead, Dr. Phil. Dr. Fee.
Wait, she got a move.
Dr. Fee. Go ahead, boy.
Wait, she got a move.
New Fee. That's a new Fee. Go ahead, boy.
Catch me outside. Catch me outside. How about that?
Wait. It's not slutting the shit no more.
Yeah, I got it. Exactly.
This is the same woman that says slutting
the shit.
Go ahead, Sophie. What do you mean
when you say move? She got to move.
Oh, she look, you're not going to have a successful long-distance relationship. You can have a successful long-distance relationship if it's going to be short-term. Oh. But like a long-term type of thing, you got to make a decision. Me being with this person or my lifestyle in my city, what's more important? Once you make that decision, then you'll be fine.
Damn!
Go ahead, Rob. Next
question.
Moving is not feasible. I understand that. But if this person is worth it, then you'll make it
Feasible, Sophie.
you'll make it work.
They already don't want to be with them. The indecision scattered throughout, that's in that whole email.
Right.
Her decision is already made.
The fact that she acts.
She already put a dick in people's vaginas. Stop.
I ain't put no dick nowhere. I ain't put no dick nowhere. She in the sunken place getting
the fucking place.
She went for that in the fucking place.
She went for that plastic.
She get that plastic in her and wake up like, oh, there's some dick in me. Oh, shit.
Shut up.
I should have went to bed.
Your ass was outside and that dick was running straight at you like this.
You should have left.
That motherfucker didn't turn him. He went straight in.
Stop speeding, Evan. Stop speeding.
No questions asked.
That shit went straight in there.
Right in the DMs. Yeah, I think she should just break up and let it be that and just kill it. Man, these long-distance relationships.
You ever done one?
Yeah, I've done a few, and
it don't work.
And sometimes, like especially me, because I'm like a kind of a jealous type person. I think a motherfucker always doing something.
Because they are.
So,
can't.
Yeah. So.
Well.
Nah, I'd be like, fuck that.
What's your face? Sophie got a face. Right. No. You got a face. What's good?
Nothing's good.
You ain't gonna get this girl no advice?
Huh?
Huh?
Oh, I was talking about what Ken said.
Cause he's right.
Yeah.
What, being a jealous person?
Oh, well, you if your partner loves you and they display no jealousy, then they don't really love you. I'm telling you.
And then you be calling motherfuckers don't answer the fucking phone and shit like that.
Well,
what
I'm not a jealous person either.
You see a pic on Instagram. I don't like throwing his wife because I know his wife. I don't feel right saying it. But
no, go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, fine.
Go ahead.
You see a picture. Well, I won't know. I won't ride.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Great.
You That's see fine. A pic of your wife. She's out with her friends on a Miami trip.
Okay.
And then a picture pops up on Facebook, and she's sitting in some dude's lap, just and then the picture gets deleted real quick, or she untags herself. You're telling me that you're just gonna be like, oh, okay, well, that's cool. Or you text him like, yo, what's up with that picture of you in that dude's lap? Oh, nothing, that was just a joke. Okay, cool, baby.
Yeah, I mean, yes, he explains it. I mean, yeah, we were out. Like,
there's no explanation.
Zero. I'm not like that, man.
Wait,
Mike, you're saying there's no explanation that would suffice for you?
Fuck no.
Oh, my God.
Somebody's dying today.
Somebody's
dying today.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm just not like that.
And
she's dying.
You know,
I'm not like that to the point, and she'll tell you. She kind of wants me to be jealous sometimes.
Of course they do, because they feel like you love them more when you're jealous.
Right, but I'm just not, though. I'm just not that type of person.
We're on the same level, my nigga. Like
you've never been cheated on, have you?
I don't know. I just want them things I don't know. I don't think
God
so.
God damn.
I don't think so.
I don't think I have. I don't have proof, but I think I have. I don't want to go out here and say I was, but that's just me not trusting motherfuckers. The only reason she was cheating.
And I found out she was cheating because she was cheating with this dude that was a friend of mine's friend, but she didn't know that they were friends.
Okay.
And he's hitting me up like, yeah.
You know why I'm like that, man? Because of the relationships I've been in. I've been on the opposite end. I've been on the person that's got accused of it. And the person
it's like, are you serious?
I vowed to never be like that. I was like, man, I'm not going to be like that.
Yeah. I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I'm just a confident person. That's just how I am.
I don't think it's a confidence thing. I don't want to use this term. I think it's a stay woke situation. Like, you might think.
But my whole thing is like, if it is, that's what it is. We're not meant to be together. That's how I look
at it. But you gotta know to know we're not supposed to be together. You're not gonna always find out unless you investigate sometimes.
But I don't wanna have to, but sometimes
this shit happens.
Wait,
like, if I get on Facebook and your girl that's in a long distance relationship and that loves you or whatever, your girl is, somebody else has tagged her in a picture and they on the couch, her shoes are off, first issue. They're on the couch.
Oh my God.
Indian style, and they both have plates of food and they're sharing some fucking nachos or some shit. And you just go look at that and be like, thank you, Jay. You go look at that picture and be like, oh, they're just saying. You out your motherfucking mind.
You know what it is.
You can get a nonchalant foot up my fucking ass.
You know what it is.
That dude, look, I am going to where she is. I'm fucking him up.
I'm throwing fucking tear gas through the window.
Thank you.
Smoke the whole motherfucker.
Bruh.
I didn't know you was like that.
Dive through that motherfucking window. Roll.
On some expendable type shit.
When he was trying to bust in his crib and Martin was all military and shit, me and nothing don't.
Had the whole fucking team on and shit.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, bro?
I'm not that dude.
I'm not overly jealous, but I know signs. He's like, you know what, though? I know
you
these signs.
I feel so like specific. She was off eating nachos. Did that happen to you before?
That was literal. That was literal. I pull up Facebook, and you're tagged in a picture. Y'all motherfuckers are on the couch with no shoes and socks.
Wait a minute.
I still want to whoop that dude ass.
Fuck that.
You be wearing shoes in people's house like that?
I need to holler.
What you mean do I wear shoes? I'm not going to be up in somebody else's house, Indian style on their couch, snuggled up with somebody else.
That shit ain't
right.
I thought you meant like one person is sitting on one side, they're sitting on the other side, the bowl is in the middle, and they just.
No, come on.
I don't know.
They're side to side. I'm not going to do this with Kim, but like they're like this close.
Okay.
And she, Indian style, knees touching, and she just grinning.
Why the fuck are your
and
knees
I'm looking
touching?
At this, who is this. Thank you.
Who was the person? No. I'm saying, who was she with? Was she with a friend? Like I didn't.
She
I didn't
was
catch
with
that.
Some other dude.
That was that
you
she
ain't
was banging.
Gotta catch who the dude is. All I know is he has a dick. Why are y'all sitting that close on the motherfucker?
Did you know
couch?
Him at all?
No. No.
Did you know she was going to that whatever that was?
No. See what I'm saying?
So that's circumstances. Like I feel like, yeah, if it's some just random stuff that came up that you never even talked to me about, some party that you went to.
That's what I'm saying.
That, we still got to answer the question, different. By the way.
Huh?
We did.
She stopped fucking.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, shit.
All right. No, I want to hear what Rod got to say. This is deep, man. Quit trying to run. What the fuck?
Oh, my fucking God.
I'm just playing.
I'm just saying there's levels to it. Like, it's so she went to.
It is levels.
You have to have a very valid explanation.
Me and Rod right here.
Why are you on the couch? And why are you sitting this close to a guy whose name I've
what
never
heard? What if it's not a big
heard?
Ass couch?
There's no couch that motherfucking small. And if you're in a house, matter. You need to stand up. Because the thing about it is, I put myself in those situations. And I say, would I do this? And I think, would she have a problem with me doing it? If I was on the couch and there was some chick that's sitting this close to me, I run this to, like, If this picture, you know what I think though? I always think like, would I do this if she was in the room? And if the answer is no, then you bet not motherfucking do it if I'm not there. Period.
Why are you doing all that though?
Why
have
I
some motherfucking respect.
You better have some motherfucking respect. God
me
damn it.
As your boyfriend to not be touching elbows with another nigga.
My God.
Unless y'all, unless it's like her best friend that she's known for years. If she's like, yeah, this is Jeremy. Mm-hmm. You know Jeremy. Oh,
no, I don't
that's
know Jeremy.
Jeremy. I've Can't heard of Jeremy. I know. I feel you. Yeah. But
she's did about like two guy passes. That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
About two, maybe two.
I've dated girls who, I'm not one of those guys that's like, oh, girls can't be friends with guys. Yeah, no, I'm not like that at all. Because I've like dated, because most of my friends are female. And I've dated women who most of their friends are other dudes. Nah, you can't do that. I'm not going to tell you who
I don't
friends.
Anymore.
He said anymore.
I said anymore. I've grown a lot.
A lot.
You got to introduce me.
Is that real? She need to cut that shit out.
Right, it can't be no one you meet like
I don't have to have met him as long as I've heard his name.
Okay.
If I've heard his name.
I got to meet the motherfucker.
Man, I got to know him.
I got to meet him.
Okay, we can meet him at some point, but if they, if the long distance part, let's say it comes in where she has to move back home.
Okay, that's different.
Yeah, that's different.
Right. I'm not going to fly there to meet this motherfucker.
Of course.
But if I've never heard his name, if I'm like, yo, who is this motherfucker who's got his fucking knee playing fucking patty cake with your motherfucking knee. Who is that?
It's a knee, my nigga.
Oh, that's just, that's Skip.
I met Skip. Oh my God, Ken.
Who the fuck is Skip? Oh no, it's not with a dude because we know what that means. Like, we're trying to move in. I know too many.
He might be trying to move in, but that doesn't mean that she's trying to move in.
That doesn't matter. And that's what, you know what? And that's why I always tell my girlfriend. She's always like, well, what, that doesn't mean you, that means you don't trust me if you think that just because I'm talking. Thank you, Ken. It's like, no, it's not about me not trusting you. I don't trust him.
I
don't give a fuck what
too,
you're thinking. If he's thinking I'm fucking tonight, there's a problem.
And he probably will
how
be thinking I'm
problem?
Fucking tonight.
You can't control how somebody else
yes, the fuck I can. If I can show up and be like, bruh, you're not fucking.
Oh, quit.
And then she needs
you
to say,
you don't have to say
bruh,
that.
You're not fucking.
Right. Then but that's implied, though. That's
no,
implied
it's not. It's not implied. Body language means a lot. When you're over there on the couch and you Indian style with no motherfucking shoes on, and y'all touching knees.
Patella's
that
touching
is body
shit.
Language.
But that doesn't mean that Patella's gonna fuck.
You stupid
that
as
don't mean that your girl is gonna fuck that
it
guy.
It doesn't, no.
But it's leaving that door open for that dude to be like, oh, this is my end right now.
I got a chance.
Oh boy, I'm touching that knee. Hold on, what else can
all
I touch?
All right.
Oh, she let me touch that toe.
Right. What
oh,
shit.
At the end of the day. Wait, hold on. Can I get to the thigh? God damn it, I got to the damn thigh.
And the thigh ain't but a hop, skip, and a jump. From the clitoris.
Yep. And even
from
if the clitoris. Wait.
At some point, you're going to start feeling
wait,
that
wait,
heat.
And
when you
start
dipping
that
shit. When you get dipping that shit.
Wait, okay,
and
Mike.
Even if I don't get that shit tonight, guess what?
I might get it next time. Thank you.
And you know what? If I don't get it next time, goddamn it, I'm going to get it.
Right.
Because I'm going to keep coming back because that nigga ain't around.
Thank you.
Wait, Mike, I have a question.
You don't trust your girl like cutting it off?
Hold on.
Right. Y'all don't trust
y'all trying to help you. They just overtalk you like
that. It's fine.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Hey, look.
So, okay. So, do you have to... Does it just take you being in a relationship to feel like that? Or do you feel like you have to love somebody for those feelings to emerge?
What's the difference?
That's a good question.
Because there's a difference between just, I'm in a relationship.
No, I'm not being a smartass. I'm being generous. Like,
no. I'm serious. Like,
you're more invested.
Yeah, like, okay, like...
One, you're more invested.
Okay, I feel you.
Yeah, like, okay. Oh, like, for, I don't know, if you're in a relationship with somebody...
You're more invested.
3 months or some shit, and that Facebook thing would have emerged.
I'm still
versus,
mad.
Versus...
I did not know
it's the same.
Like
it's
that.
The same feeling.
3 months? You know what my 3 months, is? I'm annoyed.
Oh, annoyed.
2 years, I'm hot.
Yeah.
Because by 2 years, you know me, and you know how I feel about shit like that.
Now, I'll give you that. Now, I'll give you that. If she knows who you are... Mm-hmm. And she knows some shit like that rubs you the wrong way. That's not cool. Yeah. Because, you know, that my man is a little
But you're the
little
only
jealous.
One that wouldn't rub the wrong way, though.
Huh? No,
most dudes
it wouldn't rub
be,
me the wrong
would
way
be
either.
Pissed. Maybe. I don't know. I
In
I
this
don't
room,
know,
we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7
He said he's kind of like me, too.
Raise your hand if that would bother you. If you saw a pic of your girl who's in long distance rubbing a knee with another motherfucking dude, raise your hand.
I'm on a flight.
Anito?
You on a right. flight?
No, no, no.
Oh,
no,
my
no,
God.
No, no,
a flight.
But,
me too.
But like Mike said, it's body language.
Damn.
It's
body language.
It's not that serious.
Body language speaks a lot. If your girl is like this, overdue, and uncomfortable, and putting her stuff out there,
right.
Nigga, why you better delete that shit?
Right.
Nigga, wait.
It's worse when it gets deleted, though, because then you know she was doing something wrong, but she knows she was doing something wrong.
Wait. So I'm going to go back to the last podcast.
Hell, I'm getting mad all over again.
Right.
I'm still going to fuck
down, man. Hey, hit the person.
I can take the motherfucking knee off my girl's motherfucking knee.
Go ahead. Wait, I'm going back to the last podcast. It's something that you said.
Okay.
You said, like, it was like almost a soundbite. It wasn't, like, part of it. You said that jealous, like, be not jealous. Oh, fuck. You said that, Flirting isn't cheating.
Oh,
flirting isn't cheating.
Isn't cheating.
It's
you
not.
Said that.
Right.
So what's the difference?
It's on the way.
Your girl.
What?
It's on cheating's highway. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What you mean?
He automatically
said it. You said it's not. You said it. You said
it's a sign, right? Cheating like 10 miles away.
Maybe I took what you said the wrong way, but I took it as if you said it wasn't a problem.
No, I don't remember that.
No, you said it.
You said it. I said flirting is not a problem at all, period, point blank.
No, you said it's not cheating. Yeah.
It's not cheating. I'm not saying flirting is cheating. I'm saying that flirting is cheating's second cousin. Like, you're on the fucking way. Like, if flirting is fucking I-285, cheating is exit 142. And
but
you on 138.
But you said there's nothing wrong with flirting.
As long as it doesn't go any further, but that shit.
Exactly. Because because I know where you're going, you old sneaky ass fucking tourist. Look, man, you could flirt with somebody, right? Like, if you're out and about, you're at a bar, you can flirt, have drinks, whatever. That's cool. That's just part of the night. That's
and
part
somebody
of the
catches that moment?
Somebody
catches that moment.
That's what I said. There has to be a valid explanation.
Yeah, you're out
if we were just out at the bar and this dude's talking to me for a hot minute, I don't know who he is.
Like, if you lean into the guy, he's talking in the bar or whatever, you're just entertaining the conversation. But it's, in your mind, it's nothing.
You might be mid-joke. I'm okay with that.
But it's the picture that you're like, what the fuck is that?
No.
I already said she has to have a valid explanation, and that's
at the
valid
crib,
explanation.
Solo dolo, flirting with a dude? Oh hell no!
Thank you.
Hell no!
Thank you.
At a bar out with your girls,
right?
You got it's 3 or 4 of y'all, and then you got 2 dudes over here buying y'all drinks, talking, and
it's expected.
It's expected,
it's
right?
About in your crib, somebody in your crib,
right?
Or
this
at
this
crib.
Is what y'all was talking about, like
at his crib,
or anybody's motherfucking crib.
At a, you, I you thought this is like an outing. I thought this is an outing.
It don't matter if you motherfuckers are on a couch.
That's why I said levels. It's levels. Like, you had an outing or whatever. It's just somebody there.
Shit.
It might be a cramped-ass couch. You might be,
whatever. No couch that cramped. There's levels
like
to this ass-whooping.
I mean, it's cramped.
If you just happy to grow. Look. If I'm at a club, because I've been in this place, too, because I don't like, y'all know, I don't go to clubs. I don't like going to clubs. But I've dated girls who do. And they'll dance with other guys. I don't care.
Yeah.
But the second that hand kind of starts, you know when it's a violation. The hand can go here.
Yeah.
And for the people that can't see, I'm on the stomach. The hand can go to the waistline. I'm good with that. If that hand goes lower than where your belt is, there's a problem. Now, when I say there's levels to this ass whooping, that's when I'm moving like, you're violating.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really ass whooping. Now, if he just goes and cups the ass.
Oh, nigga.
If you have to get fucked up.
I mean, dude,
you have to get fucked up.
Turn to John Wick.
That's what I'm saying.
John Wick in that Russian club.
I feel you. It's
level.
I get you.
That's all I'm saying. It's level.
I'm still mad, though. Oh, don't nobody care about this fucking song.
They did.
Remy Ma needs to stop.
They did. They cared for about a week.
They did for a week. Yeah. For a hot second. I saw it.
I mean,
you didn't see it? You didn't see that at all? Like, people cared about that track, right?
You're a barber. Yeah.
You stupid as hell. Okay. No, she beehive all day.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So now, if Beyonce said some shit about Nicki, then it would damage. And that would be a beef that I actually might be interested in. Because I think it would be entertaining. Yeah, yeah, if Beyonce made like a
Jay-Z writing all that.
You know, no, she didn't end up. I don't even mean like a rap song. Yeah, if Beyonce singed, just sang rapped on her. Like sing dissed her.
Yeah.
I think that would actually do some damage because
she
would
have no reason
like,
to though.
Yeah, she don't have any reason to.
It don't matter.
I see what you're saying.
Are you in the hive too?
I see what you're saying.
It don't matter. Let's say Nicki threw a shot at Jay.
Hypothetically speaking. Right.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Beyonce might throw a little.
She didn't even do anything when Solange hit his ass. Like,
that's
why
different.
Did she?
That's different.
That's your sister. That's hella different. This is some BITC that you don't even know.
Yeah.
That's your sister.
That's family problem.
She probably took her aside later on and might slap the shit out of her.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that's staying house.
Right.
You out there?
Right.
You not in my family? Person?
Shit. I feel like she was
at most.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing. That's Crips and Blood.
The only thing that Beyonce would do at most is put a couple vocals on a background track that Jay-Z would.
That's enough.
No, it's not.
That's for Beyonce, that's enough. That's a death knell. For Beyonce, shit. That's a call to arms. Goddamn. For Beyonce to put something in the background, fuck that, Nicki Minaj. You garbage. That's all it takes. The whole beehive want to fight.
No, she wouldn't even do that.
You'd be the first one taking your brains out if that shit happened. Slapping everybody, every Nicki Minaj fan. You crazy. You crazy. You don't think that would hurt Nicki at all?
If she sang something on a background track of a diss,
yes,
no, mm-hmm.
You don't think that would hurt Nicki?
I think it would hurt, but I don't think it would be like a real diss. Like it wouldn't be like a diss like that.
Yeah, Beyonce just above dissing, huh? It would hurt like a motherfucker.
Big time.
I mean, it would hurt like a motherfucker.
She don't pay attention to shit. It don't matter what genre
you
mean.
You don't want Beyonce talking bad about you.
Hell nah.
At the end of the day, Beyonce is on tier one level.
Right.
She says something about anybody, it is going to be taken out of proportion.
Right.
It's going to be blown way the hell out of anything. Yep. And especially if she come with some Jay-Z bars, it's a wrap. Yep.
She literally got to say nothing hard. Like, y'all like, oh, she has to, like, really swing on her and do the haymaker. Nah. Like, for Beyonce, a little simple thing in the back is, like, one of those fucking, like, death hits.
You know what it is?
It's a tidal wave. It's a tidal wave. You know, a tidal wave start with, like, just a little shit of the damn shit, and it's a little-ass wave. But by the time it gets to shore, it's 50 feet high.
That's exactly what a Beyonce word would say.
What? She a model. She ain't about that rap shit.
Who's a model?
Beyonce. Sure.
She ain't got a rap. That's what I've been saying.
She's a model. She just stand up. Entertainer, yeah. That's
it. Shut up! Leave Carlos alone, man.
She entertained. Speaking of title shit, man. Have you guys seen The Shallow? The Shallows? Is it Shallow?
The movie?
Yeah, with that
dumbass shark. Was she trapped out there?
Yeah,
trying to mind trick a shark.
No. Oh yeah! I saw the
white people do some amazing things.
I'm not gonna pay you money to go see that shit.
Well, no, that shit was.
Your ass threw a fucking GoPro camera in the water so you can turn around and swim 100 meters or whatever to this damn buoy or whatever it was out there just to climb up and just to get away from a fucking
shark.
That
wasn't even the part that pissed me off. That end infuriated me. How the fuck?
She
out swimming a shark that died.
Yes.
She died for the fucking spikes in the last minute. Whoop, and the shark just go die. Man, get the fuck out of here,
man.
Man,
she did this little spin twist.
Oh, Aquaman ass bullshit. What the fuck was that?
That shit, I ain't even interested in watching that movie.
Nah, I wasn't either, but it was on Playbox. And I was working, so I was like, oh, let me throw someone in the background. Oh, she out there. They were saying that it's like a new era of Jaws. And I love Jaws, so I was like, okay, this might be dope. So I'm watching it. I'm like, okay, for a while, I was like, damn, this is tense. Because, you know, I can't swim, so I'm thinking myself.
You still can't swim? I thought you did.
I can swim a little bit, but not without flippers. I'm going to just die.
Y'all be wearing flippers in the
Shut up, Rod.
But go ahead. You said you thought it was like jump.
Yeah, so I'm thinking like, man, how the fuck she going to get out of this? And the whole movie, I'm like, how is it going to end?
200 meters from shore.
Yes.
And she's stuck on this fucking rock.
And then you finally think when the people pull up, she's like, oh, help me. And I'm like, oh, she's finally going to get out. and they get their asses in the water because they can't hear, and the shark gets both of them. And I was like, damn, this shit crazy. She out there baking, lips all chapped, you know what I'm saying? Like
she
orange
got this
peel.
Cut on her leg that she stitched up with what?
That was some bullshit.
She stitched it up, and then all of a sudden, miraculously, a couple of hours, she can fucking swim like a fucking fish with the fucked up leg. That has fucking gangrene.
Right.
Fucking toes all fucked up and shit.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, the movie, for the most part, was entertaining. That ending made me so pissed.
It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever
seen. Somehow she figures out that there's like...
White people do amazing things in
movies, man. They figure out that there's like these poles at the bottom of the ocean, that these spikes. Somehow she gets this idea. I'm going to jump in the water and dive towards the pipe. She had an anchor that would pull her fast.
Yeah.
And then she's going to dive in the water and go towards the spikes and then at the last minute zoom this way and the shark won't be able to zoom with her and just go into the fucking spikes. Now, the shark been swimming all his motherfucking life. How do you swim better than the shark? That don't make no motherfucking sense.
Because you're waiting. Then you got the fucking ocean and shit. So I don't know how fucking deep it was, but I'm thinking, damn, that fucking water pressure gonna fuck up.
Exactly.
Fuck
up. And how you gonna get back up there?
She did.
She didn't make it back up.
She did.
Somehow she managed. She floated up and then she floated to the surface, I think. And then the guy came and pulled her out. And then he didn't even give her any CPR or anything.
Nah.
He just sat there and was like, whatever he was. And all of a sudden she just spit up water and she survived. You know, and I'm like, what the fuck, yo?
And then she went back to the water later.
Yeah, smiling. What the fuck? Like, and the thing I'm sitting there watching, I'm like, the only thing I was like, how the hell is this white woman gonna get out of this shit?
And that's all for this week's episode of Is the Mic Still On? We hope you had a good time listening. If you did, tell your friends and spread the word. Drop us a 5-star review on iTunes and share the show on your social media. Let us know how we're doing and tweet us your comments and concerns over at Is the Mic Still On? And if you want to hear more conversations from Daddy and Hip Hop, make sure you go over to YouTube and subscribe to the channel and dive into years of content. I'm Jay Burritos, and you can catch me on the Runaway Jukebox podcast every Monday where podcasts are available. And we'll catch you next time. This has been Is the Mic Still On, starring FIFO 24/7, BZ430, KB Eng, Mike C Town, I Am Modest Media, and Sire Music. Produced by Jay Burritos of Runaway Jukebox. All original music created by BZ430.